when the Australian athletes in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, arrived last weekend for the Olympic Games, they got a surprise. The team's housing in the athletes' village was not ready. Some of the hallways were dark. Electrical wiring had not been covered. The toilets did not work, and sinks were blocked. But after 4 days at a hotel, the Australian athletes finally moved in on Wednesday. Olympic organizers agreed that some buildings were not ready for occupancy after some disagreements between representatives of the Australian Olympic team and the mayor of Rio de Janeiro. Eduardo Paes is Rio's mayor. Earlier this week, he said that the Australian athletes might feel more comfortable if he placed a kangaroo at the door. But by midweek, the city and the Australian team were on better terms. Kitty Chiller is the head of the Australian Olympic delegation. She said the athletes' village is one of the best she has seen. She also said that the athletes may face other issues with the housing in the village, but it is just a matter of dealing with them as best we can in good humor. Chiller and members of the Australian team met with Mayor Paes on Wednesday. She brought him a small kangaroo toy. He presented the Australians with a ceremonial key to the city. Paes apologized for his comment about the kangaroo. He told a Brazilian television broadcaster it was a bad joke. He also said that he would be cheering for Australia at the Olympic Games, along with Brazil's team. ABC, Australia's public broadcaster, reported that the Australian athletes even took the mayor's advice. They placed both a stuffed animal kangaroo and an emu by their front door. An emu is a large bird that cannot fly. It is only found in Australia. Argentina has also expressed concern about the housing for its athletes. But the Rio Olympic organizers said that 630 people are working all day and all night, so the village will be ready for the athletes. The opening ceremony is August 5th, but some soccer games begin earlier on August 3rd. Thomas Bach, the head of the International Olympic Committee, said there are always small problems that must be solved just before the games begin. We always had confidence in Brazil, in the Brazilians, that it will be a fantastic Olympic Games, he said. I'm Dan Friedel.